something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Little City with Jack and Diane visits the Olympics.
Who's at the Air Canada Lounge in Toronto?
Plus, we play the top four That Guy jams. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Well, how fun is this, everyone? Good morning, or is it evening?
How you doing, Diane?
Welcome to Pyeongchang. Still don't know if I'm saying it right.
Pyeongchang, that sounds right. Yep.
It is the Olympic Games, and I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's day here or day at home or night here or day in my head, or I can't even imagine what's going on because it's so far. It's like I left tomorrow, but I got here yesterday with the time difference.
That's crazy. And I apologize for the issues. We had a little production problem over here in Pyeongchang. Crew's just a little tired. It's a long flight.
Well, everyone is because I keep thinking to myself, because who else would you think to? When I'm having dinner here, are they having breakfast at home, or is it breakfast this morning, or is it breakfast tomorrow? It's just a lot to wrap your head around.
And the different food has been fantastic, Diane. I mean, I enjoyed some kimchi today for lunch. I also had some beautiful barbecue last night.
I had McNuggets, but they were McNuggets from here, so they did taste a little bit different. If I'm being honest, I brought them from the airport back home just because I wasn't sure if there'd be anything I could eat over here, just because my tummy gets a little topsy-turvy when I travel anyway.
Yes. So we're atop this beautiful mountain.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's a beautiful mountain, and we're looking. Yeah, you can actually see North Korea from right here, from
it's
where we
wonderful.
Sit.
And I understand things are a little intense over there, and the guy, I forget his name, I think he's one of the Kardashians' names. Was it Courtney?
Yes, Jung-un.
Yep, a little bit of a kind of a silly goose and a bit of a nervous Nelly, but so far we haven't seen him around the village.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about him, right? I believe his sister was here, and she seems to have a great time. There's some the crazy celebrations with their cheers. Have you seen that?
You know, that's what the Olympics is about. It's about people from this place and that place and this other place and this place all getting together to compete and share their national pride. I saw there were two men from America necking, and I think that is what the Olympics is about. I think that's wonderful.
That's fine. That's great.
I wouldn't mind finding myself an athlete in the village to practice landing a quad on.
take it easy, Diane. I mean, we've only been here for a few days. Have you acclimatized? Have you felt that? I feel great. I got lots of sleep last night.
Well, I got lots of sleep, but I'm not sure if it was last night or again this morning, because with the time, I left my watch on North American time, and maybe, I don't know if that's a good idea or if it's a good idea, but that's what I did. And so right now it's 8. I don't know if it's PM or AM, but I did hear an interesting tidbit, and this was about the Canadian women's hockey team. They started getting up early to practice on the ice so that they would be acclimatized. They started getting up in the middle of the night. Can you imagine? A few weeks
really?
Ago, just so they'd be ready when they got here. That's what I should have done, because otherwise I feel like I'm underwater in a stingray tank, and someone has their boot on my head, and I can't come up for air.
I got to say that let's get to the first event here. I mean, we're for the first time it's in skeleton. They're playing music with each athlete. Have you noticed that?
Well, I saw that in my cheat sheet, my little crib notes here. And the one thing I will say is that the costumes don't leave much to the imagination.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, they're on a skateboard. Did you know? Pretty much, it's just a little tiny little thing with little skates.
I guess it's called skeleton because you can kill yourself doing it. Is that why?
This is This is a little bit of a peculiar choice for the skeleton. This is Erotica by Madonna, I believe.
Well, this athlete's name is Noel Nileholder, if I'm saying that right. He's from Norway. He has
Look at him go! He's flying!
Umlauts, I think those are called. He has three umlauts in his name. And he's racing today for his mother, Hadri. I think I'm saying that right. Hadri?
You know, the skeleton can get up to upwards over 100 miles an hour coming down this hill. Look at all those curves.
In other words, same speed I could get to chasing the boys in high school.
Oh, wow. I believe he's almost coming down to the bottom. And since he's the first in the run, he's going to be he's finishing in first here.
What? Where he's is about he?
He's at the bottom. Did you not see him go by, Diane?
Jack, you've got to be kidding me. Here's what I did. I bought three pairs of readers from Shoppers.
No, no.
One in my carry-on, one in my suitcase, one in my pocket, so I'd always have them where I needed a pair. And
if you
then
looked,
I must have forgotten.
Look at the monitor. As you can see the monitor, he's getting his taking off his helmet and
I didn't even see. I thought that was a piece of ant poo on the track or something. I didn't even. Do we have a replay of that, or can I?
We have the next skeleton coming up. It's
this is Tak Tajakatuku. Am I saying that right? From Kuala Lumpur.
I believe you have it right. Tabakachu, right? Tabakachu.
Tak Tabakatuku.
Where is he from?
Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, perfect. This is.
My friend Helen spent a week in Kuala Lumpur, and she said the thing of it is, you get out of the shower and you're sweating. Like, she was like, I had sweat glands in places I didn't even know I had. That was Helen's take on Kuala Lumpur. So imagine training to do the skeleton in a place like Kuala Lumpur where you're sweating all the time. And again, the uniforms don't leave much to the imagination. So you can imagine the sweat that would be going on under the... What?
Another interesting song choice as he's flying at the top of this first quarter of the mountain. I believe this is American band Creed. I didn't know they were so popular in Kuala Lumpur.
Has he started his run?
Oh, he's well into it. He's almost about to pass us.
Where? Show me on the TV screen where he is right now.
Look at how fast he's going.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I can't even see him. I feel like I'm fishing in the dark here a little bit.
I can't believe this guy's playing Creed on his ride. But look at him. There he goes. Look. Did you see how fast that was?
Oh, for heavens. This is... I wish there was like a slow motion function I could hit.
Unbelievable. That was just incredible to see. I think it's probably 3 seconds faster than the first rider of the skeleton.
Jack, can you imagine?
Coming down to the bottom of the...
I can't even see them do the skeleton.
Of course. Yep,
I mean, when I was a girl, we used to go tobogganing on my Uncle Leroy's farm. And what fun we'd have. You can imagine, he would make us toboggans.
Diane, I apologize, but this is the Olympics.
Hmm?
This is the Olympics, as you can see. He's finished the run, and he's in first now. Takumaguchi, what's his name again? Sorry, Taka.
If I'm saying it right, and no offense if I'm not, I think it's Takatakata.
Okay, our next rider, Saki Takahashi from Japan.
Are they called riders or are they called sliders? Like, these are the things, there's so much to learn.
It's a skeleton and he's just getting on the skeleton and off he goes. Another interesting song choice, reminiscing by the Little River Band, Diane. What the heck?
Can you just show me on the screen where he is? Just say right there when he's going by, because...
Wow, he's already come the first quarter of the track, and I believe he's just about the same time as Saki Takahashi at this point.
Is the person to beat right now from Kuala Lumpur, where my friend Helen went, and I can't remember if I mentioned, but she said you get so sweaty there.
Oh my God, Saki just went by. Oh my, did you see how fast? I'm never going to get used to that kind of speed.
I haven't.
Holy moly. There's smoke coming off it.
Well, Jack, I can't wait to go home and watch this on TV, so maybe I'll have a better idea of what's going on. Not sure.
Unbelievable.
If I
these guys are
readers.
Just, that's so fast. I've seen fast, but he's coming down to the bottom of the track.
What, another one?
Yeah. He just finished Saki's run.
I feel as useless as a barnacle on a whale.
Yup, that's a number one right now. First time he's beaten, that's Saki in first, and now we have American Muffin Sebring.
Jack, you must feel like I am as useless as the bear in BJ and the Bear. I'm not doing anything because I can't see because I left my readers.
He's actually wearing a suit that's a skeleton. That's pretty impressive. And it's not just a typical skeleton, Diane. It's like the anatomy of the human body. It's fantastic. Nice work.
Do you know that it's...
I believe that's Reebok.
From what I read here, it's a glow-in-the-dark skeleton. Which reminds me, a lot of these athletes attend nightclubs, and each athlete got 6 condoms when they arrived in the village, because apparently sport intimacy... I mean, you imagine these athletes, they're all fit and vital and sweaty, and when their sport's over, they're just looking for other
attractive... Okay, he's coming almost halfway. I want you to watch, Diane, for this. Watch how fast this is. He's coming... Oh, did you see that?
I didn't.
It's as if there's fire on the back of it.
Well, fire and ice?
Wow, that's fast.
I wonder if they're allowed to have intimate relations like the night before you're going to go tobogganing.
Aptly named Muffin Sebring. Obviously not a lot of muffins in that Sebring engine that's just ripping down the bottom of the track. Second place? No, it's first. Again, another amazing run. That was first place of Muffin Sebring with the skeleton of the day.
Muffin is currently the person to beat. Muffin's costume, as I mentioned, like all of them, don't leave much to the imagination. You can certainly see his Muffin's blueberries, if to put it in terms that
sure can.
Folks can understand.
Hey, now we have I believe it's Bruges Guggenstein from Germany.
Bruges trains at a facility in Ecuador. Which is really interesting. His aunt was from there.
Yes, and he's actually riding on a boned skeleton that's been formed into a proper skeleton, if you can see that. Look at that. It's almost scary as he sets it down on the top of the track.
When I had my readers, I was reading my notes in the hotel room last night. Apparently, he found this in Ecuador. His actual skeleton didn't arrive on the plane, and so he had to make do, as a lot of the good people in Ecuador have to do.
He is
ripping. Look at this. The people of Ecuador are proudly watching him today.
He's ripping, Diane. I'm telling you, he's coming down the track faster than anybody right now. He's almost at the halfway point. You gotta see the track. Watch the track.
I can't.
Here he comes.
Where?
Wow.
Oh my. This is. I feel...
unbelievable.
No, I feel like I'm not contributing in any way.
Speed! Just speed!
I know I can't ask them to just slow down because I trained for 4 years to do this in 4 seconds, but I wish they would slow down just a rabbit hair.
At the bottom of the track in this second place, the second place run. Unbelievable! That was incredible. I mean, can you believe that?
It's like you can see the outline of their selves.
Moving on, can you bring on our next competitor, Diane?
Yes, our next skeletoner. What do you think they like to be called? Skellies? Skellers?
I guess a skelly is good.
There's a fine skeller, like feller, but like skeleton feller.
Yeah, I could take both, Skeller,
now,
Skelly.
This person, interestingly enough, is from the Netherlands, didn't make the team from the Netherlands, and moved to Canada, is competing for Canada.
Wow.
His name is Herb Gorkgrub.
Herb Gorkgrub?
Gorkgrub. If I'm saying it properly, it's Gorkgrub.
And he's from Canada, is he?
Well, no, he's from the Netherlands, but didn't make the team there. Migrated to Canada, or is he immigrated?
Okay.
Got on the team here, and he's racing cleanup for Canada. So this is our strongest hope in the skeleton. So let's see how Gork does.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is the last ride here. He's about to come right past us. Now look at the track right now.
I am looking at the track.
Look at the track right now. Oh, there he goes! Holy moly!
Where?
You didn't see that?
Tobogganing at my uncle's Leroy's farm was one thing, but doing it as a sport in the Olympics, can you imagine?
That was unbelievable. That's just unbelievable.
I'll have to take your word for it, Jack.
Well, I mean, we'll have to watch it on a replay when we get down the mountain.
Jack, can I ask you a question?
And, what's his first name again? Girk?
If I'm saying it right...
Girk. Girk just gave himself, and he's just got himself a bronze medal, so that's a little win-win for Canada and the Netherlands on that one.
As expected, Muffin Sebring brought the thunder here today, if I can believe what you said, because I wasn't technically able to watch much of it. But I would just like to take a moment to thank all of the parents of all of the athletes, all of the chauffeurs, the trainers, the doctors, the everyone that was involved in pushing these giant rocks up the mountain. Literally. Just not that the athletes are giant rocks, but I just want to say
thanks to everybody. Yeah. Everybody. The TV crew, the production. I mean, everybody has been fantastic.
Hey, Jack, just one question for you, quick like a bunny, before we go.
What's that?
Every night in the village when I say, let's grab some dinner, you disappear.
Well, I'm hungry.
I know, but where do you go every night?
Well, you know, I go around. I like to see I like to see the city. Anyway, we gotta go.
I don't understand why that's not something we could do together. And it might give us some banter to share on air. Remember last night when we ate at International McDonald's?
I figure it's better if we both go our separate ways and then we both have great stories to tell for our viewers and listeners.
I guess so.
I'll see you later, Diane.
Have a great...
My thing is, I don't
know whether to eat breakfast at night or whether to eat dinner at night. That's my thing. I'm still so topsy-turvy.
Well, maybe you should try something local instead of going to Subway and stuff like that.
Okay.
Actually, why don't you come with us tonight? The crew and I are going to a place that's fantastic.
What kind of food do they have there?
It's authentic Korean barbecue. His name is Kim.
I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow.
Tony Kim. What's that?
I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. There's an Arby's
we'll see you later.
In the village.
Have a nice night, Diane.
Jack, take care. And to everyone, seriously, thanks for listening. And if you see my readers, make sure you send them to me.
We gotta go, Diane.
And we're clear.
That was great. Good job, Diane.
Jack?
Yeah?
I just feel like a silly gosling because I didn't have my glasses and I couldn't see the skeleton racers. Did I sound as silly as I felt inside me?
Well, I mean, you'll be able to watch it on coverage when you get back to the hotel tonight.
Meal am I supposed to have while I'm watching it? Am I supposed to have breakfast tonight? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Unless it was Pancake Tuesday, which it was on Tuesday, but it's not even Tuesday anymore. At least I don't think.
Life can be confusing sometimes, Diane, and, you know, I'm not a complicated person.
Jack, do you know what I think would really help, and I hate to ask?
What's that?
Will you make love to me?
No, I won't. Okay. I cannot.
I guess the reason I ask is because if you were making love to me, I would know that it's night, because that's probably something that you do at night, not in the morning, so it would just help me understand, like, what day what time it is.
What would you think that Fabergé would think about that, you and I having sex?
Is Fabergé the name of the International Olympic Committee, like the body, the governing body?
No, that's my wife. You've met her 7 times.
Oh, Fabergé, right, like the egg.
She's precious as that, for sure.
It was very ironical when Fabergé froze her eggs.
Well, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and we had to do it to get to make... You know, I like to be thorough. In life and on the air.
Jack, can I tell you one thing?
Yes?
First of all, 2 things. First of all, I love working with you. I think we have a really good dynamic on air. And secondly, what happens in Pyeongchang stays in Pyeongchang.
I heard you the first time. I understand. I mean, everybody says, and it's not... I mean, you let's be frank here. I mean, you were hired for your looks. And that's just the way it is. So,
I just feel like we're
go out and we're good on air. Maybe we could be good in
the
minutes.
In the bunk.
What's that?
We're good on air. Maybe we could be good in the bunk.
I'm sure we could be, but that's just not going to happen, Diane.
But partners on air, partners in life, partners on the ice. Can you imagine?
Actually, I could. I am, and that's why I'm saying it's not a good idea.
Do you know Goodbye, what I'm going to do, Jack? Diane. I'm going to go for a walk tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some A&W in the International Village. I'm going to get an International Mama Burger. And I'm going to give you a bit of space. And maybe you'll miss me.
Perhaps that's true.
So it's a strategy, but I am dealing you in on the strategy so that you will know what I'm doing. And if you want to talk,
yeah,
well, I have International Roaming Minutes.
I will see you at 7:30.
I have eight International Roaming Minutes left.
I'll see you 7:30 in the morning at the double bobsled.
It's a bobsled, but there's two people
on
it. Oh,
come on, Diane. We got to go. Okay. I have to get going.
Okay.
Big meeting.
Can I come? Okay.
No, you can't.
No, I'm going to give you space.
And that's the end of this episode of this first segment, too, by the way.
We'll be right back then, I guess.
It's 1:35? Six?
Yeah.
Finally, I got it wrong.
BRB, bot.
Fucking ready.
Hello.
So I had a predicament, bud.
What's that, bot?
I finished my work in Vegas on Wednesday.
Yeah?
It was Valentine's Day and my 9th wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
But by all accounts, by all systems, I was given the all clear to come home.
Nice.
Here's the only issue. The Oilers were in Vegas Thursday, and my flight was scheduled for Friday. So I was actually going to get to see the Oilers play the Golden Knights Thursday night.
That would have been swank.
Swank. And my buds, Chris Westcott and Paul Gazzola, were in town with the team, the video guys, cool dudes.
Yeah. Wow.
Could have hung out with them, could have gone to the game. But the only pull stronger than watching the Oil lose to the Golden Knights was the pull of home, bud.
Well, no kidding.
And I'm going to tell you, to get to call Carol and say, can you pick me up at the airport tomorrow on our anniversary, even though I was getting in a day late and a dollar short, still felt pretty good.
No, but that's nice.
But to be perfectly clear, my lovely wife said, stay, go to the game. That would be huge. That's so fun for you. She would never make me feel pressure to come home, but I'm like a homing pigeon.
No, you are. You're not lying.
Yeah.
You're that guy, full on.
I'm that guy who likes to get home. So even the...
the good guy, not that guy, the not good guy.
Not that guy. That guy's a very useful phrase.
No, because we're playing the game. They're playing the that guy jams.
The top
today.
Five that guy at work jams. So yeah. I want to tell you a that guy that I met in Vegas.
I'm sure there's lots of that guys.
He works Vegas. At the Starbucks at the Cosmopolitan Hotel. He's a big-boned gentleman who is bald. One of those, like, his shoulders are broad, but he's also a big man, and he's not very tall. But so you come in and order a coffee from me, and I will be this guy.
Probably could burrow you down quick, though, if he came into you like
yes,
a
bulrush. Yes, but super good-natured.
Oh, okay.
And wanting to make this transaction really enjoyable for me.
Okay,
like,
great.
To the point where he's maybe complicating it a bit more than it needs to be. So I'll start. You ready?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. How are we today?
Fantastic.
Great, great. What kind of a hot beverage or thing to eat with your mouth could I get going for you?
Can I get a black coffee?
Black coffee, yep.
Actually, two milk and two sugars.
Two milk and two sugar. Okay,
raw
sir.
Raw sugar.
Technically,
raw
our
sugar.
Milk and sugar station is located about 20 feet behind you. If you just turn around over your right or left shoulder, you'll see it back there. But you know what? For you, why don't I walk over? I'll get that milk and I'll go ahead and put that sugar in for you. How's that sound?
It's not necessary.
No, I'm happy to do that for you. I'm very happy. Hey, excuse me for 1 second, sir. Marielle, would you mind getting this lovely gentleman some milk and 2 sugar to go in his...
Really, it's not necessary. I can do it myself.
You know what? It's not necessary, but that's what we like to do here for people. Okay. Marielle, if you could, please, 2 milk and sugar in this gentleman's coffee. Would you like a muffin to go with your coffee today, or would you like a scone? Could I interest you in a piece of banana bread? Would you like a croissant?
No, that's fine.
No croissant, no banana bread. Understood, sir. Your coffee's coming up, and that's going to come to 318. You'll see the tip option. Just put your card in the bottom of the machine, enter your PIN, and you are good to go. Receipt or no receipt today?
Don't worry about the receipt.
Okay, no receipt. Understood. Thank you very much. If you have a second, I'd like to thank you for coming into Starbucks. Do you have a second now?
I'm kind of in a busy...
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm in
Here's
a rush.
Here's your coffee. Oh. Have a great day, okay? We'll see you again.
Okay, bye. Really?
Yes.
And then starts it all over again?
Yes. And before I've even turned on my heel, he's like, "And how are you this afternoon, ma'am?"
Oh, no. Like he's an animatronic or something.
But he's giving 3,000%. He's so into his job, and I love that.
That's historic, though, the amount. And you nailed it probably, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there were 3 people in line before I got to him. And when I saw 3 people, I was like, all right, so an average of, let's say, a 60-second interaction. So it's probably 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes to wait till I get my coffee. It might have been 12.
Were you like, oh, man, this was a, like, if you said no way, even though you might have wanted a scone, but you didn't want
to.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, no.
I don't have time for all the questions about whether I wanted heated or could I include some butter. And the thing is, he had to start every encounter by saying, thank you for your patience or sorry to keep you waiting.
Did I play you pretty good as to what you did and got?
Yeah, I thought that was a good me.
Isn't that what you get in your coffee? 2 milk, 2 sugar?
Yeah, but I tuned out midway through the exchange. Like, I'm all about those things. But I was like, I'm not going to engage him anymore because...
You're just like, black coffee, please?
Yeah. But this was the actual exchange. I said, could I have a tall coffee with room? He said, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and put that in a grande cup so you have all kinds of room, but you're still not getting ripped off on coffee.
And you're like, I don't want that, though?
Yeah, that's actually not what I ordered.
Is that what you said? You're like, but I don't want
no,
that?
No, I at that point, I was like, honestly, whatever is fastest, just please do that.
And he's like, mind if I come over this counter right now and smash your face?
Tell you what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to take your tall coffee. I'm going to pour it in a grande just to make sure that you have enough room. And then I'll pour it back in the tall cup just to make sure that you have enough room. But it's in the tall cup as you ordered.
Wow. Did you hear him going off on the next guy or did he just run away?
No, he started with... He started with, sorry to keep you waiting with the person after me, and then I was out. Oh, because the woman before me, I'm going to say, was from France. So they had some communication problems. She wanted to a bagel.
Was he like, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying right now, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you have a bagel with cream cheese? And he was like, well, we have a Danish. I can get you a Danish. Oh. She's like, no, do you have a bagel? He's like, yeah, we'd have a bagel, but they don't have any cream cheese in them. I could give you cream cheese to put on it. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what she meant.
Yeah.
Working so hard to be helpful and understand, he's not listening.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I want to tell you, I know that the Bud's like the inspiring and inspirational stories.
The Bud of the Week peoples?
Well, just all Buds, I think,
Bud
enjoy
of the
these
week
stories.
Styles. Nominees, though, definitely.
I'm going to tell, yeah, please fire us your nominees for Bud of the Week.
But this is like, is this a nominee style person?
No, this is just a real life story that was really nice. This woman that I was working with has twins, and they're 20. So I said, you know, what are your twins up to? And she said, well, one is away at university, and the other one is on the autism spectrum. So he is a genius and going to university, but he just wanted to stay home because he has some social challenges. So I was interested as twins, when one has, like her son who's on the spectrum has a lot more math and science. He's really smart in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, he has some social issues. So I said, does the other one have more of what the guy who's good at math and science doesn't have? Like, did it kind of even out that way? And she said, no, he was rendered on the spectrum because he had a mini stroke at birth. They were both micro preemies and born at just 6 months. So they were, one was 1 pound, 8 ounces, one was 1 pound, 10 ounces or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the one kid, the doctor said he's not going to make it. And there's a 10 million to one chance that he'll ever walk or talk or do anything. And this woman who I really like said to the doctor in that moment, I don't believe in statistics. I believe in God. If we're supposed to have a kid who has these issues, then I guess that was what our path is supposed to be. So there's no conversation about this. We're keeping this kid. So she said, the second I said that, like, the doctor was all over it and couldn't have done enough for us.
Yeah.
Long story short, she takes the boy back to see the doctor every year on his birthday. And she said the doctor would tell you that this baby changed the way he practices medicine. And now, no matter what the circumstances are, he fights as hard as he can to help every baby helps birth.
There's miracle cases.
Big time. And this kid, he's going to school. He just wrote a play. He has all these interests. He's a great athlete. Like, has so much going for him. Has a wonderful life.
Yeah.
It just was a great reminder that, you know, especially I think in generations gone by, we always just deferred, especially maybe in like small towns or smaller places. Doctors were on a pedestal with priests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair to assume that they know everything.
Yeah.
Especially in these specialized areas where they might get like a morning of training in 4 years of general medicine about these specific issues.
Well, I'm sure the situation didn't cause the autism. I'm sure he probably would have been the same even if that situation had happened or hadn't happened. I mean, my son John is autistic. I don't know if I've said that on the pod yet before, but there, you know, a situation that happens in health, I can't imagine it all of a sudden making you hyper aware or, you know, like you said, genius. Like John does stuff all the time that's genius. That I don't think, how could that happen from something that's defective or coming from a place that's slightly, you know, error, which, you know, I think it has a lot to do with figuring out what autism is, because first and foremost, it's a completely different perspective. And
yep.
And to understand that perspective is everything. Because a lot of the time, just because somebody reacts to something differently, we think it's weird or there's something wrong with that. But once you understand their perspective, whether they like the feel of something or they move their arms when they speak or they get excited and move around a lot. I mean, those are all things that are just inherent and natural to them. And what's the big deal that it's different? So a lot of that stuff is them dealing with an issue from a reaction when they're just doing something normal. But sometimes it can be severe and kids have a lot of difficulty doing simple things. So it depends. It's something that I think was misdiagnosed a lot and is just starting to kind of get some understanding to properly deal with it and have it, the stigma of it kind of dealt with, because it really is, when they say spectrum, it's some people you wouldn't even know.
Well, of course.
Like Steve Jobs there's several people that are very successful because of that focus and determination, but you wouldn't know they had either Asperger's or any kind of autism. So it's something that's pretty cool, because a lot of people, like there's a guy, Steve Silberman on Twitter, who's super very intelligent, and he's an older guy who's gay and married, and his perspective is incredible, and he's autistic, but he's written books about the social aspects of it and living that way and letting people know how he thinks, and he's really kind of become legendary in that the idea of just this person is just somebody who's heightened in a way, you know.
Big time. And if you imagine even 15 years ago, people thought autism was Rain Man, right? That was the only real broad reference yeah. we had for autism.
Yeah.
I think a couple of things have happened. I think the spectrum has been broadened at both ends so that it casts a wider net and people are referred to as high-functioning autistic that maybe we wouldn't have referred to as autistic before. I think in this woman's case specifically, she was actually using the term Asperger's. And someone said to me recently that you don't say Asperger's anymore. It's at now all part of the ASD,
yeah,
autism spectrum disorder.
Yep. I mean, it really is. And they're starting to diagnose it early enough that they can kind of adapt to normal classroom learning just because they understand their perspective and how to get the information across. Because, for example, John has a tough time sometimes just finishing the work that he's supposed to do at school, yet he really gets amazing grades and everything is, he understands everything and remembers everything, but he's, and when he is focused, he does stuff quickly and really well. It's just hard for him to sit down and be organized like you and I would, or I'm a little bit out there too, but probably a normal person where that has a kind of strict routine, it's a little different. But he's come such a long way, and Lisa has been an incredible mom, just like repeating things and teaching him how to do things in certain ways. Like, he couldn't ride a bike, for example, and it was really hard for him. He would just kind of fall off, but then Lisa went through the steps, gave, because he was really, the only thing he was really into was things with stages and levels, like not just games, but like shows and things on the internet that had levels and steps.
Wow.
So she just kind of said, okay, all you have to do is keep your foot on the pedal and push it forward, like 2 feet, and that's it. That's level one. And oh, she got cool. from level one to like 25 being to do a figure eight in the parking lot, you know? So it's amazing. To once you understand that their perspective, because if they just try to do it all at once, it's not going to happen. It might never happen when you look at it like that. But if you break it down so they can understand how to figure it out, and John's different than any other kid, but for him, it makes it easier to kind of go through it like that with him.
So when you say he can't, he sometimes can't stay on task, or he sometimes, you know, can't finish it, is it because his expectation of what it has to be is so high, like he holds himself to such high standards that he freaks out a bit, or
no,
his attention span is short, or like, why can't he finish a task? What happens?
It's hard for him to focus. Like, it's yeah. like he's easily distracted. You know, he'll sit there and it'll take him a long time to do something, but once you read it, it's like, hey, that's awesome.
It's and actually
he
can perfect.
Do it, once he starts doing it, he does it quickly, so... And it, like I said, it's gotten a lot better, but it's a lot of kind of work for him to understand how to get things done and not, you know, not cut corners of stuff at school just because you think you understand something. And I was guilty of it myself when I was in school, where I'd have a notebook and it'd be like one half of a paragraph for the whole year. I'm like looking at old books.
Like, I didn't do anything. Guilty of it too. I was bored out of my mind.
What was I doing in class? I wasn't doing anything. And I was passing, but I'm like, there's no writing on any books.
So. Just to bring it back to this woman's story specifically.
Sorry about the long road, but that was a good way.
No, I'm so into it, but I just wanted to give a bit of context to her story specifically. When her kid was born, there was some issue when he was in the passageway that he didn't have oxygen for I forget how long, and so the part of the brain that is used, you know, for lack of a better term, the EQ side of his brain was actually damaged during birth. Hmm. So he already would have been good at math and science, to your point, because yeah. she would tell you her husband is also a genius, and her it stands to reason that her son would be too, but this was actually his state is as a result of an issue during birth.
As well, opposed I mean, to being I think it's got out. To do with chromosomes and if certain things are crossed or
yeah,
there's different that I'm sure that's where it is all. That's where it all is, and I'm definitely not in the ballpark.
But this is the thing. I was working with Jenny McCarthy, as you know, when her kid was having seizures at 1.5, 2, and as a parent, and I can relate now because I am one. She was so anxious to put a label on why her toddler was having seizures. That she, you know, she has resources beyond what most of us do and was able to hire doctor after doctor after doctor to analyze her son's situation. And I don't know if a doctor or she concluded it was autism. And I don't know how she ended up on the, it's vaccinations that can cause it versus you're born that way methodology. I suspect she would change that opinion now because she got a world of hurt from saying that. But I know for a while her theory was it was mercury and vaccinations that stuck to testosterone. That's why it happens more in boys than girls, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I completely understand. Two things. One, I understand the desire to get to the bottom of what's going on with your kid because once you know what it is, no matter what it is, you can treat that. And it's less scary somehow than there's something going on and I don't know what it is. And the second thing that I will say in support of her is that she loves her kid more than anything and was just trying to, as a parent, do the right thing. Don't know that I would have handled it the same way. In fact, I'm fairly sure I wouldn't have.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's kind of going out there and stating an opinion just because you think. There's no truth to what she's saying, and it's all kind of theory-based, and it's been disproven scientifically.
And oh, I know. And
for example, I've had 3 kids all exactly the same way, all the same vaccinations. There was no difference from John before or after in my mind at all. No difference.
Of course. So
he was, ever since he was born, he had the same kind of personality and style of living. So it's, I don't buy that one, but.
Well, I know, but what I would say of her is that it was wildly reckless.
Yeah.
But it was unintentionally reckless.
Well, really though, when you think, I think if you, you and I both understand when you say something, you have to think about who's listening and who hears it. And sometimes if you think about a type of person that you're like, they would take it the wrong way or they would actually have a strong reason to disagree with you, you kind of go, you know what, maybe I shouldn't say that because it's just going to, I know it's going to get that ball rolling and there's no real solution. It's just my opinion. But yet it's just going to cast a dark cloud over it and myself. So what's the point of doing that?
Oh, I know. But it was very dangerous and irresponsible given the size of her platform. I think she was genuinely trying to help.
Yeah.
She wasn't saying something that she didn't believe. I think she was really trying to help people. But where it's different
people,
for her...
People have said a lot of silly things when they say it's from the heart. And I just, this is what I think and what I feel. It's there's a lot of things that have been said that way.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing is saying I think she was well intentioned, if completely misguided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Do you? Holy moly! Look at this. We're ripped into a whole finish of a seggy.
Let's take a break, bud. That was interesting. It's an interesting chat, and thank you for sharing that because. A lot of people will be able to identify and, you know. Yeah,
for sure, bot.
Take a break, bot.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
You want to play That Guy Jams Top 5?
Top 5 That Guy Jams. I love That Guy because it is so descriptive.
Yeah.
Like, for example, as I mentioned, I took the red eye home from Vegas.
Oh, that's like the seat beside you? Was it a That Guy or not?
Well, no, the seat beside me had a pillow that smelled like urine, and it took me a really long time to figure out what smelled like urine, so once I did, I just punted it.
So, the seat?
Yes.
Somebody pissed the seat?
I think they... I don't know. I don't know if
it... The seat, like the... You can pull it off?
No, like the pillow. The pillow is what smelled like urine.
So the pillow that was sitting on the seat.
Beside me, yes.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Like, really bad.
I know it is.
Was it yellow or just smelled like pee?
It was not... a crisp white?
It wasn't stained?
It was not a crisp white. But it was not like, oh, well, clearly that's urine.
Which is, I know, but if it smells, you usually see a stain, no?
I guess.
Will they do pit? Will they do piss inside it?
I don't know.
He had to go so bad he pissed in the pillow a little hole.
But sometimes folks...
That's a move.
Sometimes folks that are sweating a lot smell a bit like urine, right? So I don't know if someone was sweating a lot on it and that's why it smelled like urine.
Yuck.
In any event, not a great scent. But yesterday, I guess yesterday morning at... I never go to the lounge, but I went to the lounge at Pearson for some free Tiny Muffins.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch the Olympic men's hockey game.
And you get to see a local Canadian MAF, celeb MAF.
You usually do.
Yeah.
I didn't
see
anyone.
Hey, we should do a top five of just, well, not even, just a list of the...
Maple Leaf Lounge sightings?
Maple Leaf Lounge sighting, but the classic MAF, because I've seen in there.
Okay, you go first.
Kurt Browning.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's play. This is the sentence.
No, you got to go next.
If you're going to the Maple Leaf Lounge in Toronto, there's a good chance you'll see.
Yeah.
That's the game. Okay, so Kurt Browning's your first one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rick Mercer.
Yeah, you've seen him in because he's always flying around.
Well, he is the first person to achieve 1,000,000 miles on Air Canada within Canada.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So you've seen him there a lot?
I don't even know if I ever have, but I'm just filling in
that gap
in my head.
It's gotta be like one that you've seen.
Okay, you go.
If you go to the Toronto airport, there's a good chance you're gonna see Jim Cuddy
at the Maple Leaf Lounge.
Oh yeah.
For sure. You know who I've seen in there is Rachel Bilson.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's
Wasn't
that?
She was with Hayden Christensen, right? So maybe she was doing
Star
some
Wars?
Commuting, yeah.
Who is that, though? An actress?
Yeah, she was on, the show with the pouting teens.
I don't know what the hell that is.
And she actually had a little run on Nashville, too. Stand by.
If you go to the YYZ airport, you might see the guy who played Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
She was on the OC, Rachel Bilson. If you go to the Maple Leaf Lounge at the Toronto airport, you might see Wayne Gretzky.
That's for sure, right?
I saw him there and we were watching, he was there, I was there, and on the TV was a Stanley Cup game. Like,
no.
Yeah, probably 8 years ago. That was pretty cool.
So you got to watch it with the Gretz?
Yeah, and some other folks that were sitting there like trying to... Without engaging him directly, just trying to let him know how much they knew about the hockey.
Trying to grease the Gretz?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's interesting to see him score, he said to no
God.
One.
Oh, my God, and then looking
because
over.
He scored 2 goals and 1 assist in game 5 in 1989.
Look at the defense. I'd like that guy on my team, eh?
Yeah.
Looks over at Wayne.
Calling him Gretz, even if you've never met him.
Oh, man. Well, how was Gretz doing? Having a couple of... Rosy, good times.
Oh, I don't want to sell him down the river, but I think he was partaking of the free.
Was he having fun?
Beverages? By the way, they have a hot breakfast there now.
Like bacon and eggies?
Yeah. Hash browns. Really? Sausage.
No way.
Yes. It used to be just tiny muffins, but now they rolled out the red carpet.
How do you go to the airport just to go in there and then leave?
I guess you could.
Hey. How do you do that?
Well, how much is it to park at Pearson? Might still be cheaper than, like, a diner.
Yeah, right? No, you take the rocket from Kipling or whatever, right? Well, you're...
Going to the airport for breakfast. I have seen... I saw Rachel McAdams in there once.
Okay, I saw Larry Gowan in there.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guess who I saw in there? I actually did see someone yesterday.
Who?
Our bud Kyle from Sportsnet, who used to do the Canadians games, but now he does, he's mostly doing the Leafs games. Bukauskas. Kyle Bukauskas.
Oh, nice.
You know, with the high hair?
Yeah.
He's a great dude, and he's a great reporter, and just a turbo bod.
He doesn't leave his lady in the economy.
No, that's
that's Mark Masters.
Yeah. Yeah, he did the selfish upgrade.
He did, yeah, like he goes up, and it was like, wasn't it like a long flight? It was like to like Asia or something.
Was it?
Australia.
See you when we get there. Brutal.
Come on, guys. I was tired on social media. Yeah, right.
Or how about, that's... those are my miles. I flew them.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
while your wife was home keeping the wheels on the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
She might want to sit up front, bud.
While you're hanging out, talking for 15 minutes and then sitting in Subway, crushing a sub for 3 hours.
Yeah. Plus, I think Chris Cuthbertson was on the same flight, and he was back in steerage, his word, not mine. And I think he was sitting with Mark Masters' wife.
No.
Yeah. Really? And I think Masters, like, waved to them from in front of the curtain. See you guys when we get there. Risky move.
Man, how'd that go at the landing, I wonder?
Well, people fell into two camps, it seemed. Like, that's either a veteran move or a rookie move.
Oh, it's and people terrible.
Were, like, as adamant about feeling both ways.
You'd flip it, man. Every time, you flip it.
What do you mean?
She's going up there. You're going in the back, if it ever was a choice.
No kidding.
Like, every time.
Well, I can tell you right now, if the two of us were going somewhere and one of us was eligible for an upgrade, we would say no. We'd rather sit together than sit apart.
Yeah, for us saying if you had to choose, because why would you? It'd be way easier just to hang in economy, rocking in, like, all the time.
Of course. I like traveling with Carol. It's the best.
Yeah, Lisa's fun, too, especially when it's, like, a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to work. I haven't
had, like, one of those in a while.
You're due, bud.
Getting on a plane, going somewheres.
I know. We are coming to Toronto for the Canadian Screen Awards non-broadcast night on March 6th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For how long?
18 hours? 16 hours?
Oh, wow, that's quick.
Yeah.
That's like a bump and run. A
little of the old in and out.
A little of the old land and come out.
Yeah.
Land, a little of the old land and load and then roll low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this top five That Guy Jams. I love the term That Guy because it can be, you know how to describe someone. Like, he always smells like garlic, like he's that guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's how we got started on the Maple Leaf Lounge. Because yesterday morning, I saw a crazy beard guy in a perfect suit with a bow tie and beat up brown leather boots.
Just a random crazy beard guy?
Well, he was it like perfectly tailored crazy beard guy. It was like, my beard says I can still get down. My suit says I'm corporate. My beat up boots say I'm not afraid to like put some miles on. But my suspenders say I paid $8,000 for this suit. Like it was so, his casual demeanor was so considered. I wasn't buying it for a second. He's that guy.
I saw the hipster Santa, is that what they call him?
Yeah.
I saw him in Starbucks, but not the lounge.
What was he doing?
Just there with, like, I don't know, like a publicist or something, and they, like, got in her, like, Corolla and ripped off.
Aww.
Well, she was probably taking him around to press. I think he was hitting up CTV to hit the social.
Aww.
Or no, what's it, CTV? The afternoon news or something.
He is a nattily attired Santa Claus.
He's looking pretty sharp at all times.
So if you don't know him, Bugs, there was this...
Yorkdale, is that his gig?
There was some lantern-jawed, gorgeous Anderson Cooper lookalike.
What?
Who was playing Santa? The Santa Claus. Right? He was a hipster Santa because he was wearing a nice suit, but he had a long white beard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Powering off.
There it goes.
There what goes?
That speaker goes, there goes the speaker, I gotta turn it back on.
Oh. I was just explaining to the buds who hipster Santa was if they didn't know.
There he is. Hipster for sure. Well,
powering on.
He's that guy.
Why do you have to dictate such a loud, ready, yelling, screaming? Hey, I'm awake.
Paired.
I'm on. Tell everybody I'm on.
I don't know why it has to do
you
that.
You can't shut them up, those things. All those boxes that talk that you get nowadays.
Well, how about reverb guy and the mic goes bidaloop when it's shutting down?
Always, yeah. Wait till you hear the jams I got for
okay. Including when we were doing I'm Tom Power from Newfoundland, and you're listening to Q on CBC Radio 1. Remember? We kept going bidaloop because the mic kept shutting off.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so where do these people work? Should be like a cubicle setting, right?
Well, for the first one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they work at like a copy shop, and this is the jam, and this my name is, I'm that guy.
Okay.
My name is Gong.
Gong?
Yeah, Gong.
Okay, my name's Kelp.
Kelt?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kelt.
Yeah?
I'm just finished my lunch. I got 20 minutes.
Oh, good. Would you mind tightening my suspenders real quick?
I got my bow tie done,
but my suspenders are baggy.
Want to hear what I'm listening to?
Yes.
That's what I'm playing, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, is that like,
making lunch special. Savage Garden, bro. Oh!
Oh, that's classic rock, isn't it? Isn't that classic rock?
I know all the words to this, man.
They kind of have a Chainsmokers sound.
Pretend I'm singing the words and mouthing them.
Can you stop singing these words into my ear while you tighten my suspenders? It's weird.
Swinging my arms around while I'm singing the lyrics here. Dropping my lunch bag on my lap.
Anyway, I'm going back out to work, man.
Getting all worked up, dropping my lunch bag.
Gross. Who is that guy?
I don't know, but he's so annoying, like singing the verses all fast with his lips going.
Ooh, I want you to need you and I want
man,
you
that song.
Did you say Savage Garden?
Yeah.
That must be the fastest jam they ever played.
Well, this was the only jam I ever heard anybody play of them.
Wait a sec. I thought they were I Love You Before I Knew You.
Oh, they had a couple, yeah. That album had two or three.
Wasn't that them?
Kind of like, okay, the next one is, where are we at?
Hey, did you guys ever play with them?
Did we ever play with them?
With Savzy?
I don't know. I think like a Sony conference in, of all places, Malaga, Spain.
Where?
Marbella, Spain, like southern tip of Spain.
Really?
Yeah, like right on the Mediterranean.
You guys played Savage
Fest? You could almost see Madagascar. Or Gibraltar on a shiny, sunny day. There's monkeys in Gibraltar.
Didn't you go to the Savage Picnic?
No, I just saw them when they were young bucks for the Sony conference.
And didn't you go to Savapalooza?
And they were all over the radio, huh?
Didn't you go to Savapalooza? I'm just trying to think of terrible names for festivals.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Starring Savage Garden. Didn't you go to Garden Gate?
Do you want to get in the next one?
Yes.
How about we're going to a festival, but we're listening in the car on the way.
Okay.
Back seating. We're going to see an EDM festival, but this is what we get to on the way there.
Okay, and I'm driving.
Okay. Yeah, man. Shirts off.
You know, I know you love this song, Colin, but I just, there's a lot of traffic right now, and I'm just finding it kind of hard to concentrate.
Yeah, man.
Especially when the horn part comes in, like I'm just trying to change lanes and stuff, and can you just turn that down?
Come on, shut up! Abazar!
Yeah.
I'm gonna paint my eyebrows tonight.
I'm just gonna turn this down a bit because I find it distracting.
All right, but I'm not turning it off.
Okay, just please. Do you know where my Advil is?
says funky. How bizarre, how bizarre. How bizarre. Is he saying ha bizarre? What's ha bizarre?
That like guy's a type so of, annoying.
Is that like a type of salami?
Ha bizarre. Ha bizarre.
The hell is habaza? I know kibasa.
It's almost worth inventing a kind of salami called habaza so that you reverse engineer your theme song.
Okay, so now let's pretend that's what it's about. The song is about that. So
habaza. Habaza.
It's like I had my sausage. I know everything's all set. Here it comes. See?
Hey, can you pass the habaza?
It's like, give me some habaza. So it's all about habaza.
Hey, buds, there's a TNT t-shirt in it for the person who makes the best, like, poster or advertisement for habaza.
Sausages?
Yeah. Habaza, habaza.
Straight from the best habaza, grain-fed habaza.
It's like a, what is the hashtag?
It's a type of animal too. Like you don't know what. It's the habaza raised, grain fed, free, no organic.
Also, habaza is a small bush animal from New Zealand.
They are only fed yogurt.
Habaza, habaza,
and catnip. Habaza, habaza are the best tasting sausages.
You've never had habaza? Habaza. What is the hashtag? How bizarre sausages?
How bizarre.
Or TNT sausage ad?
I like how bizarre.
Okay,
whatever you want to spell it, I don't know.
I know, but still we need to great. Be able to find it.
TNT sausage is good, I guess.
TNT sausage. Gross. All right, let's do another one. These should be cubicle people.
Cubies?
Yep. And it seems to work when you are that guy.
Well, okay, I'll be that guy.
My name's Colton.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Riker.
Okay.
Hey, Colton.
Yeah. Just trying to get to this deadline. Hey,
Colton.
Deadline. Yeah.
Colton.
Yes, what?
You mind if I play my song?
Yeah, I kind of do. It's Friday afternoon, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah!
Riker. Hey, Riker, can you do me a favor, man? Riker.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man.
This ain't the Phil Collins one, man. You know what I mean?
I do.
This ain't the Phil Collins one. This is my boy, man. Disturbed. This is the tough, man. This is tough. Wow!
Riker, I will make you a deal.
Oh! Night!
I will buy you a ticket to the Genesis Reunion Tour.
Don't turn it down, dude! Come on, man!
Riker.
Colton!
Just because you're finished your work and
I'm on break, man. You gotta help me out here.
I'd prefer if you could just help me out because I just really need to get out of here. But,
whoa! Whoa! But fighting for...
Wow.
Fighting for...
That wasn't add parts the video here. With the actual puppets.
Fighting for...
Spinning image.
Fighting.
Right?
Good stuff, man.
Tagsy?
You there, man? Colton? Oh, man. Colton, man. We're gonna have to take a break, man.
Where's my beer chair?
We have time for one more, bud.
Let's do one more. Just one more here.
Just to take us home. I'll be that guy.
Okay, you be that guy.
Okay.
Do you want the... You gonna cue the jam with anything? Or do you want it right off?
No, I will cue the jam.
Okay.
We are working in what is like a highly intense, quiet environment. Like cake decorating, and it's really hot,
How about like proofreading?
Okay, we're proofreading.
You know what I mean? Like a library styles?
Okay, sure.
Just, right?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Danny.
What?
Remember this song? Check it out.
Jeb.
Check it out.
Oh.
Listen.
What the? Hey, man. That's so loud, man.
Remember?
Dude.
Dude, take a little break. You can't concentrate for that long. There's no way.
Are you kidding me, man?
Listen, sing along.
Where's this coming from? The PA? How did you do that?
I got this little remote speaker for Christmas from my Aunt Tanis.
This is that stupid blues song.
Everybody's wondering where it's coming from. Look at people looking around. They don't even know it's me.
Oh, no.
It is proven to be like the number one earworm of the whole thing.
Oh, man, this is not my favorite song.
Look at everyone. Like, half the people are covering their ears and half the people are singing along.
Yeah, look at the teacher trying to climb up to the PA and smash it with a baseball bat.
I bet the bots will have this in their heads till next week, bot.
That's right, bot.
Good job, bot.
There, bot. Dun-gun-gang-gopi-dun-gun-ju-bom-bow-sum-dun-do-re-dun-bam-bam-tick-a-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-dow-re-dun-